This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, January 28th, 2026 edition. This segment is being brought to you by NorthernMichiganRV.com is their website. Tony and his team over there in Gaylord, even though it's cold and snowy, they are waiting for you to come and take delivery of your new travel trailer, camper, motorhome, whatever it is you're looking for. They will meet or beat any show deal out there. As we are having these shows indoors at various convention centers across the state of Michigan, Tony wants you to know they will absolutely, absolutely beat or meet at a bare minimum any deal you see out there. They also have some great prices on some special deals that I want to share with you. For example, one right now. This is a 2026 brand new Hideout by Keystone. This is a mini. This can be pulled by cars. This can be pulled by small SUVs. You don't have to have any large vehicle to tow this. Sale price, $4,000 below the suggested manufacturer's retail price. Normally, $18,000, brand new. They're taking off $4,074, getting you down to $13,995. Based on financing, they can get the whole thing financed for you as low as $150 a month. Now, it's very simple, folks. This is cheaper than a hotel. Has a full-size bed in the front. It also has some bunks on the side. It has a shower and a full bathroom and a kitchen. Refrigerator, and it even has an overhead outside awning 8 feet long where you can put the awning out and sit under the shade. You can get this trailer, folks, where it sleeps four people. It's only 16 feet long. It weighs 2,620 pounds, and it is fully equipped. Everything that you need. Mom and dad on the full-size bed, little tight, I admit that. but they also have two twin size beds for the kids. You can get this unit, folks. You can get this unit. And it absolutely has everything that you need. For less than $150 a month, you're talking $5 a day. And it's ready to go. It's prepped. You can hook this up to your car, your small SUV, and you can be in Florida basically with it in about 2 days. Go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Look at their inventory. Tell them what kind of vehicle you have. They will go through their inventory and have all of the trailers that your vehicle can tow ready for you to come and look at. Love Tony and his team over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord, right off of I-75 and M-32. NorthernMichiganRV.com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I'm sorry, but this next story just really grinds me. Further proves the point that we need a new governor in the state of Michigan. Why? Because the governor appoints members to these commissions, to these boards. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission has got to be replaced. Every single one of them. Because they're biased, you bet. But they absolutely have no common sense. Common sense does not exist in any way, shape, or form right now on the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. A national chain, national, countrywide chain of in-home senior care businesses was denied a bona fide occupational qualifications exemption, a BFOQ, by the Michigan Civil Rights Commission during their meeting yesterday. This qualifications exemption would have allowed seniors helping seniors, Greater Livingston, to only hire people age 50 and over, which according to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission is a violation of the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. And it's the first company to come before the commission to request an exemption since 2003. One of the commissioners making the motion, Zena Ellison, said she knew that these people's heart was in the right place. But given the case law, although very slim, and given with what they're sitting here to do with respect to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, I'm going to make a motion that we deny the exemption. The entire board, the entire commission voted unanimously to deny the request. Now, did you hear the name of the company? Seniors Helping Seniors. Well, their lawyer, Quint Pesto, said that this argument on behalf of the Senior Care Center is that the company is looking only to hire people 50 and older to provide in-home care for our seniors because the business model is looking to pair people with similar generational experiences. A 25-year-old can relate to a 70-year-old, but from a practical standpoint, a 60 or 70-year-old individual wants to share stories, life experiences, play cards, listen to music, even go to the senior center and go shopping with someone of their own age, or at least close to it, said Clint Kesto, the attorney. Kesto said that not getting this exemption would make things problematic for his clients and other Seniors Helping Seniors businesses located in Michigan. If you go to their website, they show that they have currently 9 locations in the state of Michigan. Seniors Helping Seniors. Our Michigan Civil Rights Commission denied their exemption, where they only wanted to hire people 50 and older. This is amazing. How can these people be so just stupid? They can't understand the business model. If you advertise Seniors Helping Seniors and you're forced to hire 25-year-olds, what is the senior person 70, 75, 80 years old going to do when they open the door and they see a 25-year-old standing on their porch? Well, finally, Kesto said the national parent company said that we needed to go through state approvals. There was a different option, where we didn't come before the board, but we took our chances. Okay, you know what? I'm not a lawyer. I didn't sleep at the Holiday Inn Express last night. But go ahead and hire seniors. Take applications for employment from everybody. But explain to any young person, 25, 30 years old, that comes in and applies for a job, you do understand the name of our business, Seniors Helping Seniors. Do you feel you can relate to seniors? Oh, yeah, I deal with and love my grandparents. I deal with them all the time. I help them out. I can drive them to the store. I can take them shopping. I can take them to their doctor's appointments. I can even sit down and play cards with them. Okay. Well, you see, as you get older, you develop a lot of life experiences. You have memories, which actually memories, folks, is very good to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. That's one of the reasons why we play the music we play on this station starting at 12 noon. 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. We made the decision to pick that genre because of our age of our audience. Folks that are 40, 45, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, that's the music we all grew up with. Well, here's the thing. This is something you have to understand. Let a young person apply for a job and not get it. Let them allege that they were discriminated against based on their age. And then take it to court. Take it to court, attorney Clint Kesto, and see who wins in front of a jury. The name of your business is Seniors Helping Seniors. And you get a young person, apply for a job, and you don't hire them, and they take it to court. Forget the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Forget the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Your business model, the name of your business, your advertising, everything you do is Seniors Helping Seniors. Anybody with a brain would have approved this exemption. But that's not what we have currently serving, thanks to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'm sorry, folks. But a girls' swim team competing against other girls should not have boys swimming against the girls. It's that simple. And this is just another example of how stupid the state of Michigan is. These commissions, these boards, no common sense, cannot listen to any legitimate argument. All they're going to do is stick to their ideology. Just completely ridiculous. Sorry, not buying it. Another short story I wanted to get to. The Edenville Dam operator, concerned about the lake level, that focused on the China virus. The head operator of the Edenville Dam, which failed, testified yesterday that he expressed concerns about lowering Wixom Lake's water level prior to the May 2020 dam failure. However, Gregory Earle, who worked for Boyce Hydro when the dam failed, testified that he did not have any concerns about the lake level, but rather was focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. Because it would take, quote, more staff to raise and lower the gates, which had to be done manually. after the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission revoked Boyce Hydro's license. Earl testified that he asked the dam owner, Lee Mueller, about contacting either the state or the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and get permission to lower the water level. But he wasn't aware if Mueller ever made those phone calls. The attorney asked, did you take any other sort of preparations prior to the storm? Well, his answer, I think we made sure our backup generators and stuff, you know, anything that we might have needed was in working order. Noting that they began drawing down the water on Friday or Saturday. But the following Monday, the storm arrived and the dam failed. May 2020 storm arrived that Monday at 5:46 p.m. Heavy rainfall pushed inflows beyond the capacity, causing the east embankment of the Edenville Dam to break and give away. While the smaller Sanford Dam, about 7 miles downstream, could not hold back the rushing water. National Weather Service reported at the time that Midland County, listen to this, Midland County received 4.7 inches of rain that day. Gladwin County ended up receiving 8 inches between May 17th and May 19th. Over a three-day period, 8 inches. Midland got it in one day. Wow. Well, during the testimony, detailed dam operations, including the lake level management, spillway, gate maintenance, was discussed. John France, an engineer who participated in the independent forensic team's evaluation of the dam, testified earlier that the IFT concluded that the physical mechanism of the dam's failure was static liquefaction. All of a sudden, the soil lost its strength. Static liquefaction causes the soil to become liquefied. And in a certain section of the embankment that was holding back Wixom Lake ended up reaching a level 3 feet higher than previous levels, going all the way back to 1929. It had been 90 years, folks. Well, loosened sand caused the failure. Absolutely amazing. And back in the day, we were told also they were getting pressure from Eagle and the Attorney General's office not to lower the levels. Why? Because they wanted to protect a particular species that was in the lake. Unbelievable. Well, it's still ongoing and still in court. Final half hour today's show.